In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we're beginning the great Lenten Triduum, and the first Sunday of the Triduum is about the Pharisee and the publican. The two of them, there was a parable that the Lord said the two of them came to church to pray. The one was the Pharisee. He went right next to the altar and was praising himself and saying that he is fasting and he is giving 10% of whatever he earns to people, and he's not like the fornicators and thieves and started to count off different people, and then he noticed the publican standing in the back of the church, and he was just couldn't even look up. He was looking down and crying his heart out and saying, "God be merciful on me, a sinner." And the Pharisee looked at him and said, "I'm not like him, like that publican." And my beloved, the Lord said that actually the publican is going to go out of the church having the mercy from God and be in much better situation than the Pharisee, who thought so great about himself and looked down on everybody else. We have to learn, and I've never to do that. We cannot look down at anybody. We have to, you and me, we have to recognize that we're the greatest sinner, and nobody is worse than we are. But the Lord came, especially he came to save sinners, not the proud people, not the ones that they think that they're righteous and so self-righteous. My beloved, let's make sure that we follow what the Lord tells us and learn the humility, because through humility we can conquer all the terrible devil's approaches to us. Saint Anthony the Great said that through humility we can conquer the devil, and because he can't come close to us if we have humility. Well, humility means to recognize that we are great sinners, and never think that somebody else is worse sinner than we are. And we just remember that the Lord came to save sinners. And we should say, "And I am the greatest sinner. And God, be merciful on me." And do it from your heart. Ask God's mercy, and he will have mercy on you. But don't become proud and don't say, "Oh, I'm better than this guy or this person or this person." Because when you say that, then that shows your pride. That shows that you don't have humility. And my beloved, remember what the Lord had also done. He has showed the great humility before he was crucified, before he went to his great suffering. He took off the upper clothes and put a towel around his waist and took a basin and went and started to wash all the feet of his disciples, including Judas, who was going to betray him. He knew that he is going to betray, or that he already betrayed him. And he did that to show humility, because through humility, this is how we can conquer the devil. And then let's remember that and try to do much to learn to accept that we are the sinners, and don't ever look down at anybody else and say, "He is worse than I am." But if you would notice somebody sinning, so you pray for him, as St. John of Kronstadt says, you pray for him like it's you're the one that committing the sins, as if you were praying for yourself, because we have to have love for everybody. My beloved, you and me have to learn that we have to love God first and above everything and above everybody. And after God, that we have to love, of course, our soul and to keep it from being wounded by sins. And we have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And this is what will make us, bring us to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's try to remember that and never become proud and never think that we are better than our neighbor or somebody that we even see, even if it's the poor guy. You see him being drunk someplace, still don't think that you are better than him, but just pray for him and ask God to forgive him, for he got caught with the devil, with the temptations. And my beloved, let's learn the true humility. Let's learn to humble ourselves so that we'll be able to have a place in the kingdom of heaven. And pray very hard for all of the people that we see that may commit sins. For no matter who commits what sin, you have to say to yourself, well, it's he or she committed the sin, but I'm worse. And I'm also committed sins, probably like this. And if not yet, maybe I will. But I don't want to take a chance. And I will just accept what the Lord said, is not to become proud and not to think that somebody else is worse than I am. May God give us all strength to learn the true humility and to be able to conquer the temptations of the devil and be able to love God and our neighbors as ourselves so that we can all make it to the kingdom of heaven. God bless you.